You're always going to have contractors who don't show up. But listen, they show up on time to get that deposit, right? They get that 50% down, and then they're gone for a month on a bench. When they need more money, they'll come back and do a little work to get a little bit more money, right? Is that a problem in your industry?
Absolutely.
So in your marketing, what if you're the one that's talking about that? What if you're the one that's saying, hey, we understand how it is. We understand that this is a problem out there. So in in-home services, we have the problem of a lack of trust, not showing up on time, someone not being trained. Is that always going to be a problem with service companies? Yes or yes?
Yes.
So guess what? Our 5-point marketing message that we talked about yesterday, reputation, experience, education, systems, guarantee, speaks to all that. So we have to understand what the problems are, the top three problems are in our industry that our target market has. What are their frustrations? Because people only buy because they have to or they want to. Is that true? What's an example of something that we have to buy? Everybody always says toilet paper. Is there some seminar that we go to that we, everybody says toilet paper. Why is that? Really? Is that what it is?
I guess, maybe. Or it's like the thing we're always running to the store to get, so you know you need it.
Okay. I'm trying to, this is going to be a research project. Why do people always, they always say toilet paper.
Are they usually female?
They always are. I wasn't going to say it, but. yes.
You didn't want to go there.
Right. Well, Sharon, it's probably because the men never even think about it, right? We're moving on. We're changing the subject here. Okay. So what are some of the problems that exist in your industry? What are some of the frustrations that your prospects have that you can solve that other people don't necessarily solve? Give me some examples. Yes, ma'am. You have to stand up, Tony. I'm sorry. I made everybody else do it.
Yeah, one of the problems, because we have a cleaning company, is that the client wants to focus just for the family.
Not, they want to what?
She wants to focus more working with the family, not in charge of cleaning or something like that.
Right. So the problem is that I don't have enough time for my family. I'm frustrated because my house isn't clean. And then, thank you very much. And then some other maid service comes and they got to do more work because they didn't do it right. And they got to call them and try to get them to fix it and all that. Correct? Yes. So marketing is all about solving problems. People only buy things because they have to or they want to. Most of us, not all of us, but most of us are in a at least a have to or need to buy situation. In other words, if I don't buy, I got problems. Some of us are in a want to situation. So what does that look like? Jason, do people have to buy what you sell? No. So this guy does like, why don't you tell him because I might get the terms wrong.
We're primarily considered consumer electronics, so TVs, stereos, home automation, all the fun, cool gadgets.
Yeah, so home theater and all that stuff. That's not a have-to item. So what I need to do, but I still need to tap into the problem, because if somebody wants that, their frustration is whoever is going to set that up has to be reputable. They have to be experienced. They have to have the training. They have to have the right system. And they got to back up what they do. But if I just say, I have a TV or a home theater for X amount of dollars, please come, that's not a good marketing message. When I go to referral sources, this is why this is so important. When I go to referral sources, I have to understand what the problems are that our clients have, because they're their clients too and they're my clients.